fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore. John's on his way back from Texas, so he won't be on the air today. He will be back tomorrow. A few little things in the news, and then we're going to go to our very special guest, Jimmy. Okay, first thing, I see that the weather is expected to take a turn for the worse out in California, as if they don't have enough problems. Last I saw, 31 dead from those fires. Wall Street Journal says Hillary Clinton is going to run in 2020. It's an op-ed. It's not hard news, but surprise, surprise there. One of the other things I saw this morning is that Brennan and Clapper, is this again, it's an op-ed, should not escape prosecution. Well, I agree with that. But here's the thing. Apparently, some of these documents that President Trump was saying he wanted to declassified are trickling out, and that's the reason for this op-ed on Zero Hedge. Authorized spying on Congress, authorized spying on the campaign, and then classified the whole thing. So who knows, folks? Maybe we're getting ready to see some light at the end of the tunnel, and justice might get served. Anyway, let's go to Jimmy Gensling at Desert Eagle Shooters. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing good, actually. Got some decent sleep last night for once, just waiting for it to start snowing, which by the radar looks like it's about 10 minutes away. Of course, those things lie. We all know that.
That's one thing they're saying about us, but we're a little bit further south there. I'm waiting for computers to wake up and everything, because I just actually rolled out of bed about 10 minutes ago, which for me is a little bit odd. Normally I'm normally up about 5, and, you know, the show starts here at 7, so normally I've got
right.
That time to get up and woke up, so folks are going to have to bear with me a little bit. if I seem a little bit slow, I is.
I understand.
But
you have no idea how many times I've gotten out of bed for my Saturday show at 10 minutes to 10. And
oh,
I try
yeah.
not to let it show, but it happens. For some reason,
oh,
I
yeah,
have a hard
does.
Time
I had
sleeping
a...
before the show.
Well, yesterday we were kind of up late in the store. We had couple of guys that we had met at the gun show down in Carlsbad a few weeks back come out, and one man is just, he's just phenomenal. He's a young sponge. He listens. He pays, he very little shooting experience. You know, he's got a lot of shooting experience over time, but none of it focused, should we say.
Right.
And he had a lot of questions and things, and I just loved it. So we started off with some basics, getting his, his 223 that he had was a Savage bolt gun.
Right.
So we went through and checked everything out on it and bore scoped it and bore sighted it and got him out on the line and got the scope adjusted and then put him on the gun and started coaching him a little bit. And young man's name was Mike. And I tell you what, Mike, if you're listening, probably not, he's at work right now, but if he is, thank you, because you give hope again to the future. Young man, married, three children, and he's looking out to take care of his family.
There you
go. We saw a massive improvement in his shooting abilities, and it was all probably there. It just needed a little bit of poking and prodding. But
right.
Young man got it down to where he was shooting little clover leaves with that gun, and gave him some homework, and he's going to come back, and we're going to work on it some more. And a friend, Brian, from Mississippi, came up. He's one of the guys that works with the pipeline crews down here. Well, in fact, Mike, he works with the pipeline crew also. So most of our customers that we've got right now are from out of area because of the work that's here. And
right.
It makes it quite fun. Therese and I have a lot of fun with it.
Good.
So I was a little late getting in bed because we were up a little bit late sitting in the store talking. She had to make a run to town, so she decided to pick up chicken on the way home. So that extended the time in the store a little bit. All of a sudden,
they're
eating chicken and talking politics. Always makes it politics somehow.
Doesn't it?
So,
yeah. Yeah, the discussions get rather long and loud in this house over that, too.
Oh, yeah. Kevin, our neighbor, was over, and... he's a truck driver, and I learned several things from him last night that I wasn't aware of. Now, I know that here in New Mexico, West Texas, well, Texas period, Arizona and all, we have a massive influx of the illegal aliens and stuff, but him and Brian were talking, and Therese and I were just basically sitting back listening. And something very, very interesting. I had heard about this wreck. Therese and I had both heard about this wreck a couple of years ago. And it was between here and Hobbs, New Mexico. So not that far away. But it was a head-on collision that had happened between an 18-wheeler and another vehicle. And the 18-wheeler was a tanker truck. I think they were hauling water. Kevin said, but it was interesting because Kevin was very familiar with the story because of being the truck driver, and Brian was very familiar with the story because it happened not too far from where their crew was working. So two guys that had never met each other till last night, having intricate parts of the story, and it come to find out that the truck driver that caused the accident and killed everybody, hence died himself, was an illegal alien, did not even have a legal driver's license, let alone a CDL license.
Right.
And as it got down to it and everything else, the oil company, whoever was the parent company of the trucking company that hired him, paid off a big settlement, kept it out of the news, and... that's the way it went. So that happens more than often down here, I had discovered last night. There have been several truck wrecks between us and Pecos that never hear about because they settle it out real quick.
Oh, yeah. And
every time it's the same story. Every time. And Kevin was telling us that the tried and true American truck drivers are starting to get really pissed about this stuff and saying, look, we'll stop driving. Can you imagine the effect that would have?
Well, if they all actually did it, Jimmy, it would bring this country to a standstill in 48 hours or less.
I would bet the less.
Yeah.
The hard ones to get to do it would be the Walmart drivers, but I bet you there's a bunch of them that would. Everybody sees a Walmart truck at least once or twice a week. But to bring this back to the firearm side of it, now I knew for a fact that two individuals that I mentioned keep a firearm of sorts, we'll just say it like that, in their truck because sometimes they'll have to lay over in off-the-wall places because of their time limit is up or whatever. And some of the Texas state cops and some of the Mexico, not all, some, have gotten really sticky that if you've hit your limit on driving time and you're on the way home, you're not driving hauling a load or anything, you're just headed home, but you're 45 minutes over your limit, they'll ticket the daylights out of you.
Oh, yeah.
And now there's those, and we've met them. And, in fact, Kevin was telling me about one of them. He was sitting there the whole time. Kevin was sweating because he was like an hour and a half over limit and trying to get home so he could go to bed. And this driver's sitting here talking this crap and talking that crap and everything else and hands Kevin what he thought was his ticket book and everything else. And it was actually a brochure, safe driving with heavy equipment, and says, look, he says, you're 30 minutes from home. Go get some rest. Just stay alert. He says, I'll stay behind you till we get into the edge of town right there. But he says, you weren't weaving or anything. You weren't acting sleepy. He says, just get home and get some rest. And Kevin was just sweating it because he just knew he was going to get one of these tickets.
Oh, yeah.
So, there's the good ones out there, ladies and gentlemen. And on the firearm side, if you travel and it's legal in your state, our tip for the day is, if you travel and you carry a handgun, think about where you carry it, because you've got it in a vehicle, and in this vehicle, if, say, someone did try to carjack you, or you're downtown and a couple of thugs, Antifas or whatever, whack out and decide that they're going to start bashing into cars and pulling people out, think about where you carry that handgun. I know a lot of people that carry them in the center console. A lot of people carry them in the glove box. A lot of people carry them under the front seat. This is a little experiment I'm going to ask you to do. One, unload the gun. Put the magazine on your hood so you can see it. Take the round out of the chamber. Set it beside the magazine so that you can see it. Put your handgun wherever it is that you carry it. In the glove box, in the center console, under the front seat, I don't care. Put it wherever it is that you carry it. And then have the wife or the husband, your best friend, I don't care, your eldest child, get in the car, sit like driving, and actually turn the key on and put the shifter into drive. Now, there's a reason for this, and you'll understand here in a moment. When you're all set up like you're driving, one hand, two hands on the wheel, one hand on the wheel, one hand on a coffee cup, I don't care, but you're simulating you're driving in traffic or downtown, then the other person is going to scream threat and start a stopwatch or start looking at their watch on their wrist. The purpose of it is you get to your weapon, get the window down, and get your weapon out the window at a target, and see how long it takes you. Mm-hmm. We've got an old Altima that died on us many years ago. In fact, it died on the way to a VA appointment and literally blew the engine. Didn't think that was possible for a Nissan, but oh well.
Yeah, it happens.
It sits out here, and we use that for training with customers and trainees and everything. It is amazing. You know what the average time, the first time we pulled this drill, the average time and then we had the gun out the window?
All right, just while, you broke up on my end a little bit. Could you say that last part one more time, Jimmy?
Okay, how long do you think is the average time from the time that we say threat to the time the gun is out of the window for people that that we train on this? Just a while ago.
I would say 15 to 30 seconds first time.
You're pretty close. You're right there in the ballpark, roughly between 15 and 20.
Okay.
And people are surprised because it seems like forever.
Yeah, it does.
And in a threat situation, it truly is forever.
Yep. That's way too long.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what it takes, Lori and I. I don't remember for sure on Lori. I've got it down to 6 seconds.
Uh-huh.
So, and that still seems like forever.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is, they're not, you know, they've always talked about doing this, but now they've got a shifter that's in the way, they've got a steering wheel that's in the way, they've got a seatbelt that's in the way. Everything that they've never thought about is a hindrance.
Yep.
And the one thing that I've taught people, now where I carry mine, people look at me and just, they're kind of dumbfounded because they never thought of it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look at your car, where your driver's side seatbelt clicks in, whether you've got a console or not,
right,
you have got a gap right there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm traveling or I'm downtown, my sidearm goes right there next to that seatbelt clip.
Right.
Two things. One, it's unobstructed because it comes out and it goes right out the window. And two, it's a natural instinct because if you're going to get out of the car, you're going to unhook that seatbelt, you're going to feel the gun, and you'll remember, oh, yeah, can I carry this in here? If not, I've got to put it away. And it prevents leaving an exposed gun, and it also prevents leaving your gun in your car if you're concealed carry, if you're going into someplace and you can conceal carry. So that's just a little tip for the day, ladies and gentlemen. And it's something to think about and something to practice because, Tim, right now, I've been doing a lot of studying over the last few weeks, coming up to that election and then especially after it. And, ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned. Ever since Trump's been elected, we've seen weirdness. We've seen a lot of weirdness.
Oh, yeah.
And we've seen organized weirdness. I mean, these people go out and pay a group of people X number of dollars to protest and burn things and tear stuff up. And you ask the people that are doing it, they don't even know why they're doing it. It's just a part-time job for them. They got hired to do this. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. They're hired to do this. If they're offered a bonus, are they going to burn you in your car? Are they going to burn your house down?
I would say there's a good possibility. Yeah, that's. I thought I was hearing music. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 800-313-9443. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dan in Missouri.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in.
Today is Monday, November 12th, year of our Lord, 2018. This is Tim Spencer from the Rural Survival Show, sitting in for John Moore while he is on the road coming back from Texas, getting back up here to the Ozarks. Anyway, Jimmy, we've got Dan in Missouri on line 9. Let's see what's up with Dan today. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
It's a pleasure to be on the air with you. You know, for years I've had a firearm, and that's the first step, I guess, as far as protecting yourself. And then the reality of needing proper training appeared in my little brain, so I've started that process, and that was very rewarding. I did that with Front Sight. And then I didn't think of it much anymore until I started seeing these pop-ups on the internet about what happens if you have to use force or deadly force. And they started painting these scenarios of a perfectly justified case of self-defense or trying to protect you or your loved ones, no criminal charges filed, you're free to go, and then 6 months later, they serve you with a civil case.
Right.
And to pro- to defend yourself in court on a civil case can totally financially destroy you, even though you come out free to go, no problem.
Right.
And I don't know if they're depicting this as, I mean, they're running scared. It doesn't sound like it. They cite a lot of cases. So my question to Jimmy, I guess primarily, but Tim, if you've done it, are you guys in a position, and I'm not trying to sell you anything, I'm looking for data. Are you guys in a position so if you have to use force or deadly force and the police come and handcuff you, because they handcuff everybody pretty much, and then they start talking to you, do you know what to do? Do you know who to call? And if you do...
Well, actually...
Go ahead.
Actually, Dan, yeah. Over on our website, DesertEagleShooters.com, on the left side, years ago, Teresa and I had insurance with USAA, and I got really disappointed with them after a while because a friend of ours had actually had an incident, and it was amazing how much money they had to come up with up front. Before they actually started getting some real assistance and everything. And we were talking with Sean Maloney, who's the CEO of Second Call Defense. And it was rather unique because the company that we had talked to, Sean there at Second Call Defense, is different than an insurance company. It was very educational. What we found out was that in this kind of instance, insurance companies are prevented by federal law from paying out ahead of time assistance to a client.
Right.
The client has to go through everything and then get reimbursed by the insurance company, or wait until it's all settled and everything and then get reimbursed by the insurance company. Second Call Defense is underwritten by, I think it's Lloyd's of London, but they are actually two separate parts. One is the insurance and the other one is the co-op. So as we make our payments and everything into it, they go into the co-op side of it, which is, even though it is a subsidiary of the insurance company, it's not part of the insurance. So If I have to draw my weapon and use it, or Teresa does that, hence the name. The first call is 911. And then first thing that a 911 operator is going to do is going to want to keep you on the line and keep talking to you. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that call is recorded. It can be used in court. And the way that I taught people for the last, we've had Second Call now for about 6 years. And the way that we were taught to do it and the way that works is that you call 911. You tell them, okay, this is Jimmy. First off, I'm dressed in a dark blue T-shirt and I've got a gray vest on. I'm at, 1515 Sagamore Lane. I just had to use my handgun in self-defense. I need a police officer over here now. There is
send
a person
an
down, send an ambulance. And they're going to want to keep talking and talking and talking. And what you do, and it's very polite, it's a very simple way to do it, you sit there and simply go, ma'am or sir, excuse me, I can't talk to you. My lawyer is calling on the second line. Well, they're actually not, because you're getting ready to make that call. Hang up from 911. We're at the bottom of the hour break, and I'll finish it here in just a moment, Tim.
Yeah, everybody hang on. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back to the John Moore Show. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore. Today is Monday, November 12th, year of our Lord, 2018. Right now we are speaking with Dan in Missouri and Jimmy Gensling from Desert Eagle Shooters. Gentlemen, continue.
Okay. What we were at right there and everything is we've already had a shooting incident. We called 911. Hang up from 911. They will call you back, but they already have the information. They already know where they're going. 911 operators are, unfortunately, illegally trained to gather more information when they're not even trained to gather any information at all. They're supposed to take the call,
right,
notify the dispatch if they aren't part of dispatch, and let it go at that. Now, second call defense, that hence the name. And this is what I think about is so neat. When you call the emergency number that's on your second call defense card, that rings into a switchboard that is manned by an attorney. That is the
beautiful part
about it. Because you're sitting there talking to them. The first thing they're doing is calming you down because I don't care how big of a He-Man you think you are, your nerves are going to be totally blasted. You're going to want to talk.
Yeah.
You're going to want to discuss things. And they're going to let you do it, but the thing is they're going to calm you down. Now, when the police department get there, you're still going to have your phone to your ear, and you're going to explain to the officer, hey, I'm Jimmy Gensling. I sat there and heard my front door smash. My dogs went nuts. I grabbed my pistol, and I went to the front room right there, and this guy's coming in on a home invasion or something. He looked whacked out. He had a billy club in his hand. He had a stick in his hand, whatever. He struck two of my dogs, and that's when I shot him. That's all you've got to say.
Right.
Tell him, my gun is laying right here. His stick is laying over there. My dog with the bloody head is sitting over here beside me whining. And give him your driver's license. Show him your ID, whatever it is. The police officer is going to start asking you questions. This is where the beauty of the whole thing comes in. He is not a trained investigator, okay?
Right.
This guy has gone through maybe 8 to 16 months of police academy. He's been out, you know, busting broken taillights and answering calls on domestic violence and everything else. He's not a trained investigator. But he's going to have probably a body cam recording device, or he's going to write a report. The moment he asks you one question, you simply say, sir, look, I'm rattled right now. Here, talk to my attorney and hand him the phone.
Right.
Two things are going to happen. One, the officer cannot refuse to take that phone. He can't.
Right.
You've told him it's your attorney. He has to accept that. The moment that the officer takes the phone, the attorney on the other end is going to say, yes, sir, how can I help you? And, of course, the officer is going to try to ask questions or whatever. And the attorney on the other end is like, sir, look, we'll fully cooperate right now. My client is really rattled. This is shaking them up and everything. You know, we'll have my client and everything in your office tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon. He needs some time to calm down and get his thoughts together. Chances are they may handcuff you, put you in the car, and take you downtown. More than likely they will. But still,
not a big
you have
deal.
Your attorney, and you don't have to say anything to anyone. That is the one thing that the habit we have to break is we want to talk about this. It's our human nature. But the fact of the matter is, once you've given the phone over to them and they talk to your attorney, at that point, anything you say, because you haven't waived your attorney-client privileges, you haven't waived your attorney rights, anything you say, they cannot use. You could break down and start crying and mumbling to yourself, and they could, you know, try to point the case that you're a whack job. They can't do that because they've already talked to your attorney. Someone has.
Right.
So, and the nice part about it is, with second call defense, the attorney is taken care of up front. If you need bail money, it's there. In fact, when you start the call, you've started a case, and they're already locating, you know, getting money set up for bail if you need it or whatever. They will do everything in their power to have you home within a couple of hours.
Right.
As soon as you can see a judge and get bail set or whatever, they will get it taken care of. The nice part about it is this is all taken care of up front. You're not paying for anything else. And when you go to the website, click on the second call defense button and look at the plans. This is the only insurance company in my life, Dan, that I've ever seen that my insurance rates went down. When second call was supported by NRA and was one of their preferred insurance companies or everything up until a few years ago, our rates were $25.99 a year, or excuse me, $25.99 a month.
Right.
And when NRA dumped them and got their, whatever it is, insurance that they created, our insurance rates went down to $19.99 a month. That's for Teresa and myself. That's for both of us. If it's just one individual getting, I think it's like $15
$14.95, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, you've got a second call, don't you, Tim?
Yeah, we still need to check whether or not I got Lori on there. I don't know.
Okay, I'll see if I can look into that. But the fact is, Dan, everything is taken care of up front, up to and including, now we're on the middle plan. Middle plan covers us more for anything than we would need. It's, you know, it's just what I think is us. There's a larger plan that people can look at. And it's
so there is
the, very
inexpensive. There is a cap on yours?
There is a cap on certain areas of it, but it also, there's no cap, I don't think, on the civil side of it. On the felony side of it, there isn't a cap, but there's a cap, I think, on damages or something like that. I'd have to pull it up and see, because it's the one that I had memorized is the old one with NRA, and I haven't memorized the new one. But what's really cool is I blasted this guy in my living room, and I've got blood on the walls. He bled out on the carpet. Second call defense even pays for coming in and cleaning up the mess. And
wow.
The dogs just came in from outside. So everybody say hello to the doggies and go lay down. Yes, Theodore, go lay down. My big puppy dog. He loves me. Odd creature. But take a look at it, Dan, and see, because the one thing that I was really disappointed in with the USAA one is that after talking about it to other people and all, a couple of our friends had gotten it. And in Roswell several years back, we had a guy that pulled a car, some wacko that the cops were chasing tried to pull a carjacking. And it just happened to be the son-in-law of one of our friends. And this young man had gotten the USAA insurance and all, because we had it and we talked about it and everything, and they got it, and you know, fourth generation down the road, whatever. And he wound up having to shoot this guy, and the cops cleared him of everything, but the family sued him civilly for, I think they didn't go for murder, but it was unintentional death or some crap or whatever. And going
right.
for all of this money and everything from a convicted known drug dealer. And the guy called USAA, and they gave him a name of a local attorney. And that was it. They told him, you know, once they're acquitted, that was the operative word. Once they're acquitted, then they would reimburse them. And
right.
That really kind of took me back, because the operative word that these insurance companies work on is acquitted. If the case
is
thrown out.
Hey, guys.
Go ahead.
We've got Glenn on the phone from Philly. Dan did tell me, and I got to listen to you guys, and I forgot. Dan, I'm going to let you go since we've got our max number of callers on the line. But really appreciate your call.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan. Give me a holler later.
Let me finish up with one thing, guys, real quick.
Sure,
yes,
sure.
I think of this as a triangle. You've got the gun at the peak of the triangle. Without the gun, you got no real defense. You've got the
exactly.
training is the other corner of the triangle. And without the training, you're a fool, in my book, not you, whoever. And then
right.
if you don't have that other point of that triangle, if that's not the legal people already set up in case you have a problem, you're going to come up really shorthanded.
Oh, I agree with you 100%, and I like the way you put that with the triangle.
Well, the triangle is the strongest shape we've got until you disjoint one of the corners, and then you got nothing. And, you know, I don't hear many people talking on RBN or anywhere about the defense side of it already being set up. So, and there's not one point of that triangle that is not extremely critical. And thank you for your points, Jimmy.
Yeah, go take a look at that, Dan, and just see. I'd be really interested in your input on it as well. But like I said, Tracy and I we really, for us, it worked out. I can't tell anybody that it's going to work out for everybody. But go
All
take
right,
a look
Tim,
at
I'll
it
let you go, buddy. You take care of them other callers. Bye-bye.
All right.
Take care,
thank
sir.
You, Dan.
Thanks for calling.
Glenn in Philly on line three. Glenn, I apologize, buddy. It's something I don't normally do, but I forgot about you.
Okay, no problem. Hi, Tim. Hi, Jimmy. You know what? What you're doing here is really important. So what I was going to do was a bit tangential, but no, I think I'd request one clarification before we go on. Exactly what type of insurance are we talking about here? What type of policy is it called? I got the name of the second call defense that Jimmy mentioned. John has talked about this, you know, about the circumstances under which one can use lethal force to defend life. You can't use lethal force to defend property. And he mentioned the perils of possible civil action, but not too much about defending against it. So I'd like to let you guys go on. The one thing I'd like to say before I hang up, though, is well, I called in and about was I saw a report on one of the shootings that occurred in recent, like last week, and I forget exactly which one it was, but on the news program, there's this, you know, gray-haired talking head in his suit talking about, you know, this shooting and how horrible it was, and they had a picture of a Glock up on the screen. And
right.
Typically, you know, they usually go after the long guns, the assault rifles and stuff like that, but this was clearly an attempt to vilify handguns and the semi-automatic handguns, and they talked about his magazine having a 10-round magazine, and they talked about...
Yeah, same thing, not scary.
And he referred to it as, this was a 45 caliber, very powerful handgun, more powerful than the regular 9mm. Like, he actually, like, you know, stated like 9mm as regular, but this was like the big one. And it's clearly trying to vilify, the 45 caliber. You know, there's a lot of 1911s out there and other, you know, 45 cal auto pistols, you know, but I just thought it was so clear what he was trying to do in vilifying the gun.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, actually what he did, Glenn, was he was, I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name and really don't want to see his face right now, but he did more for self-defense and handgun and everything than he believed, because in California, it is illegal to have a handgun with a magazine greater than 10-round magazine. Well, this guy had the 32-round magazine for the Glock. I sell a bunch of these things at gun shows. And the simple fact that the magazine that he had was, quote-unquote, illegal in California, that was the only part of the news story and everything that really had anything to do with legality. The caliber
right.
of the gun, no. The type of ammunition, no. The guy's military history, sad. There's more to it that I don't know if we'll ever know, but no. And the only point that they could use in that whole story was the fact that he had a 32-round magazine, which proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that gun control does not work.
Right.
They couldn't
prove right.
where the guy got it. They didn't know where he got it, but the thing is, he can drive right across the border from California and buy it anywhere.
Right.
Right.
So
it just amazes me that the anti-gun people, like, who know nothing at all about guns, you know, who they figure, take, you know, they favor anti-gun legislation, but they continually dismiss the screaming fact of the matter that most of these shootings occur in gun-free zones, and
exactly.
you know, and in some of the places that have the most draconian anti-gun laws as is, and it is where these shootings occur. So it's just every time it happens, it's a manifestation of the fact that the anti-gun legislation doesn't work. They don't go to Kennesaw, Georgia, they want more anti-gun laws in Chicagoland and stuff like that. It's just foolish as can be and contrary to all logic, but that never stops them.
Well, the beauty of it is,
guys,
California has the toughest gun laws in the nation. And other than outright confiscation, there's nothing else they can add to their repertoire of gun laws that would make anything better or worse or anything. And still, these things happen. And this time it happened with someone with a extreme capacity magazine. Okay. You forget the guy was military.
Hey, guys, we got a break.
California.
Glenn, okay. Glenn, you can hold on through the break if you want. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Today is Monday, November 12th, year of our Lord, 2018. Right now, we're talking with Jimmy Gunsling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters, and Glenn in Philadelphia. Go ahead, gentlemen.
All right. Okay, sir. Yeah, I think we basically established that the lefties always seem to think they're into part of the intelligentsia. It just amazes me how they're so in denial of the obvious on that matter. I heard you guys on the weekend, and you were talking about prepping and stuff, and wanted to emphasize the precious metals for a second, the two most important precious metals of brass and lead.
Agreed.
You guys were making the point that, you know, hey, I mean, if you can walk around with a pocket full of 22 long rifle cartridges and or maybe some 9mm and 45 ACP and stuff like that, that's a great barter item. And
yes.
I always think about barter items, picture things that would be used as chips in a prison poker game, you know, cigarettes, little candy, you know, individually wrapped candies, you know, 22 long rifle cartridges.
I'll tell you something that will go like hotcakes also is those little mini bottles of liquor, the ones that you can get at the convenience store for 50, 75 cents or a dollar, you know, buy a case of them, you can get them cheap. And I mean, they'll go quick.
And 8 ounce bottles of water, like the pre-sealed. Now, water weighs 8 pounds a gallon, so it's never a great barter item. But I mean, if you have can haul it, you know, in bad circumstances, water's always good. But things like or the little packets of pain relievers, you know, Tylenol, you know, people with sort of, or little tubes of antibiotic ointment or antifungal ointment, stuff like that. You know, all that kind of very, very practical stuff that can, you know, if somebody's got, you know, if hygiene ain't what it should be and somebody's starting to get athlete's feet, you can sell them a little, you have a little tube of Lotrimin for them, you know, that would be pretty highly valued. But
something I saw come into short supply one time, gentlemen, was toilet paper and regular bars of soap, both extremely cheap. But, boy, you sure want them when you can't get them.
Yeah, exactly. So, or, the cleaner to toothpaste. Oh, you know, any kind of stuff like that. Yeah, the stuff that we take so for granted. But, you know, little packets of vitamins and stuff like that. All right, so listen, I'm going to go get out. But, you know what, please continue fleshing out the issue of the insurance, the insurance and the second call defense stuff, because that's very very important. I was really getting a lot out of what you're saying about that, and it's much overlooked. You know, it's something we don't think about, the other potential legal aftermath of this type of thing. Plus, you know, you're talking about your dog being there with his head bleeding and whining. You're going to need neighbors or somebody to come over and help you out and maybe get your dog off to the emergency vet or something while you're downtown handcuffed or something, you know. So that might be your third.
Thank you, Glenn.
Yeah, that might be a third call. All right, gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your call, Glenn.
Desert Eagle Shooters.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Jimmy, hang on through the break, buddy. We'll be back in about 3 minutes, folks. 800-313-9443.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.